Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again as we get ever closer to the big day, Taos Uncorked is coming up on Saturday, August 6th, and Ryan Ladley once again joining us. Welcome back, Ryan.
Morning. It is getting a little bit closer.
It is. August 6th just around the corner, and that means you guys are getting closer and closer and busier and busier as we go, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just putting the finishing touches on a few items. You know, August 6th, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Harbor Park, East Taos. Really looking forward to this this year's festival. Tickets are going to be on sale shortly. They should be ready at the end of the week or this weekend. They'll be for sale at a couple local area establishments downtown East Taos, Taos Bay Insurance Agency, the Village Chocolatier, and also Brew Crew. And we're looking to get them in the Chamber of Commerce as well. So if you're local, you can pick up your tickets a little earlier. They're going to be $15 tickets this year. That gets you the complimentary wine glass along with some tasting tickets, three tasting tickets for some of our vendors.
Very good. All right. And that's what we're going to talk about this time. Last time we had you in, we were talking about volunteers, but this time we're going to talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday, August 6th.
Absolutely. We still need volunteers.
Yeah.
If you're still interested at this point in time, please give us a call, give us an email. We will get you involved in the festival in some way, shape, or form. So, but we do have plenty of vendors, plenty of wineries and breweries that are going to be there and really are excited about to be there again. You know, about 15 different wineries, over 75 wines, and that's something I like to point out, because you can really, you know, make your rounds and get a different wine from than you had last year and the year before that. Lots of options for you. So if you want to try some wine, come out that day. Same for breweries as well. About seven breweries are going to be there. About 9 to 10 you know, beer options that we should have. So really a lot of variety. Come on down, taste everything. Try to get a little bit, and then we'll you know, just be a wonderful day.
Now, so, are those breweries and wineries all Michigan breweries and wineries?
Yeah, they are. So some of the wineries, for example, Chateau Chantal over in the old Michigan Peninsula in Traverse City area. Modern Craft locally. I mean, we like to bring in as many local wineries or as near our festival as we can.
Yeah.
So Modern Craft's excited to be present again this year. We've got an organic winery, Green Bird Organic, over at the Leelanau Peninsula. They're kind of a younger winery, and they're involved this year. And some of your favorites, Bluestone, Fen Valley Winery, Chateau Fontaine, Thunder Bay up from Alpena, so it's good to have them, another close winery in as well. So
very good. And then a few of the breweries?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of our mainstays in Michigan, Bell's, Founders, New Holland, some beers you might have seen at you know, local establishments you might not have had the opportunity to try. Good opportunity to do that at our festival. So
very good.
And then we're going to try to get in some you know, breweries that might be off the beaten path a little bit. Perrin Brewery is another one we'll probably have involved this year. Trying to get Black Rocks from the Upper Peninsula involved too. They're a good brewery we'd like to see represented as well.
Well, very good there. And also another big part of the Taos Uncorked is that raffle. You always have a great raffle.
Absolutely. And this year, no difference. We're looking at, we kind of pulled it in local. Our first prize is always a bed and breakfast stay.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we were over in the Saugatuck or area, Holland area, with the Kingsley House. And this year, we've done a little more local. We're going to do the Huron House this year as our first prize. The owners up there are great people, and we worked with them to really put a nice package together as the first prize. And, you know, over a $1,200 value for that prize, including, you know, you've got an in-room massage, some gift certificates for local area restaurants, as well as some, you know, a couple complimentary bottles of wine as well from vendors at our festival. So really looking forward to that. Second prize, we've gone ahead and changed it up this year just a little bit too. We've done kayaks in the past. We wanted to do some something different. Paddle boards are taking off, so we decided to give away a paddle board.
Nice.
So a lot of people are excited about that, and a lot of people, frankly, like the paddle boards more than a bed and breakfast stay. But hey, you know, whatever you like, I mean, it's there, and that's a great item. Tickets are $5 a piece, or five for $20. We do sell them locally at Taos Bay Insurance, and then also the Village Chocolatier. We also are at the Northeastern Regional Farm Market as well, down on Saturdays there in Gateway Park. So really exciting to be there. If you see a paddleboard out there, stop, say hi. We can give you some information about the festival. And also, if you want to buy a raffle ticket, at that point, they will be available. And actually, entry tickets will probably be available next weekend as well, too. So
super. Wow. Yeah. It's always a busy time, and we haven't even talked music. I know you guys usually have some music out there,
too. You know, we have some easy listening, some fun music while you're you know, having a fun time around the festival with our different vendors. We've got some local talent. Joe Freeman, everybody, a lot of people know Joe. So he will be there playing some music along with Easy Street, which is a couple local individuals that make up that band, and it should be a really nice day. So,
and of course, we want to thank some fine sponsors who have been a big part in getting this off the ground.
Absolutely. WKJC, first and foremost, you guys do a magnificent job, and we couldn't do it without you every year. They're going to be broadcasting from the event, so looking forward to that as well. It's always fun to have you guys out there. In addition to that, Neiman's Family Market has been instrumental. They're a vendor at the festival. They help out financially with the festival too, and I can't thank that the Neiman family enough for what they've done. So those were our two platinum sponsors, gold sponsors this year. Mooney's Ben Franklin does a magnificent job too of supporting us, along with Dr. Kudwa, St. Joseph's Hospital, along with Ascension, and the Village Chocolatier. Really instrumental in making the festival work. In addition to those sponsors, we have quite a few more that'll be represented at the festival as well. Not only the sponsors, but also the individuals who work kind of tirelessly along with me to put this on every year. Jasmine Tubbs is my co-chair. She's associated with the Village Chocolatier. Patty Phillips of White Interiors as well, and along with Connie Quarters at Huron Community Bank too. And Marty Rogers, really, of Mr. Jack. So we work hard all year long to make this festival what it is. So I appreciate their efforts. So.
And let's not forget, it's a fundraiser for the Friends of the East Dallas Library.
Definitely. Yeah. You talked to my wife earlier this morning, I believe. Yeah. So she is the, I am the wine arm of the Friends of the East Dallas Library. She's involved, but it supports our library. And really, I believe, you know, the library's late August, early September, looking to open. So it's right around the corner, and it's fun to see our festival being a part of making that happen. So this is our eighth festival, and after time we've had, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And now we can actually point to something tangible to say, it's almost here. So it's exciting. We really need help filling that space up. So we're going from a smaller footprint to a larger one, and there's going to be more books needed and things like that. So this festival will help, maintain that and help really fill that up.
Very good. And they can learn more. I know I've been to it a few times. You got a very informative Facebook page for wine and
We try to. We try to get information up there, regarding wineries, breweries. We'll have that in the next week or so up, just to kind of give people a lay of the land before they're at the festival. I've received some calls from individuals from out of town just saying, hey, how can we get tickets? They will be available locally. If you get there right at the festival beginning, too, I don't anticipate you'll have any trouble getting tickets into the festival. So, but our Facebook page is a wonderful repository of information. So
very good.
Really turn there. Yeah.
Tatlas Uncorked coming up Saturday, noon till 6, August 6th is the date for that. And Ryan Ladley, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.